ethanol is going to be flat, and we'll show you why, but don't think that the corn use is going to go down or flatten out. It's just going to grow at a slower rate. We didn't have that bump up. So if you think about, it was not a slope shift on that growth. We didn't go like this to food use. What we did is, or corn used, what we did is we really did an intercept shift, and now we're back to the same growth rate given population and income. So, corn for ethanol, we need to have 15 billion gallons. That's what it says in the Renewable Fuel Standard, 2007. We'll find out on, is it February 14th? Or no, November 14th. So that's why I'm not going to forecast much acres and everything, because right now we not only are murky at the government level and the fiscal cliff, which we'll talk about, we're also murky on this. What they say, what the EPA says in that waiver, and what it is going forward is going to make a big difference on how the markets view it and everything else to what it sees going forward. Are we going to waive the renewable fuel standard? If we don't, what is said in the renewable fuel standard and what is in their release? That will be a big guiding factor in the markets and in acres for 2013. So here's the law. Here's what they're arguing about. But I come back to you and say the renewable fuel standard law doesn't matter as much as people think. What matters is, here is how they set this up. And I've walked some of you through that, but I have not walked all of you through this. When USDA, or when they did the renewable fuel standard, USDA worked with them, and the DOE came up and said, we're going to be at 150 billion gallons of total fuel consumption by 2015. So how did they drive the 15 billion gallons of ethanol? They took 10% of it. That's complicated math. No econometrics. They took 10%. Why? Because that's E10. That's your inclusion rate. But as you can see from the DOE, and everybody gives us ag economists a hard time about not being able to project. Look at the Department of Energy, oil economists. That's the forecast. That's what it is going forward. We are going to consume. We're going to drive fewer miles, and we're going to consume less. So when you look at E10, the RFS is above that. So if we don't include it, we're in trouble. And as you can see, they've dropped 15 billion gallons from their forecast for 2013 from when the RFS was set, and it's continued to go down with the new CAFE standards and everything else. The ethanol industry has some issues going forward. So E10 would be, we're producing more than that right now at the 10% inclusion rate. So some people say E15 is the answer. We're going to get to the answer. That's no problem. That's going to buy us till what? 2015. We have a conundrum here in their policies. They don't make sense. They conflict, to be honest with you. How this plays out is a big forecast, or a big factor in the forecast for agriculture here in the U.S. And I threw up E20, and some of the people are saying we need to get to E30 because that's the only way they'll solve it. But I just wanted to show you this, that this is an issue out here that impacts our industry and our customer base. This is a big issue that cannot be overlooked. And it's not, don't think the RFS is there, that it's a slam dunk. We need to worry about the inclusion rates and how, and work with the, and agriculture will have to work with who? The auto industry and big oil to make this happen. Are we strong enough and lobby enough to do this, or is something else going to come off the tracks? So just something to think about. Don't lose sleep over it, but something to think about. Here's another issue. This global sugar supply, we had low sugar. We had high sugar prices because we had low sugar production, and sugar production went down, as you can see. Because of that, Caribbean raw sugar price went up. And so we did not import the ethanol because they didn't make it from Brazil into the U.S. We actually were able to export our excess ethanol that we produced here, we actually exported it to Europe. We actually exported it to Brazil last year. Well, they're not going to continue to do that, because the reason that sugar was down in Brazil, even though area was up, as you can see the blue line here, is because their yields were down. Some of you don't know about sugarcane. Sugarcane, the optimum life of the stand is 2.1 years. Think about it as alfalfa. You plant it, and it goes through, and then you harvest. It's about a four-year cycle, but the average is 2.1 years. Last year, it was at 3.1. When they had the economic crisis of 08, 09, they did not plant new plants. So their plantations went down, their yields went down. The last time that happened was when they had their own internal economic crisis after the 98, 99. They didn't plant when they had their internal economic crisis. And as you can see, they came back up in yield. So Brazil will come back online. And as you see this year, we had record sugar production this year. So will we have an export market for the ethanol to help it if we can't include it in the U.S.? Highly unlikely. It's a little different than the past year. And you can see that in the price, the ethanol price and the RBOB price. Ethanol is running below the RBOB price, what they mix it into. So because of that, it shows that we're going to have some issues.